Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news elements brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now let's jump straight into the biggest stories making waves in tech and education for 2026. This week, we kick off with the quirky and ingenious Strange Inventions project, who wowed the crowd by 3D printing a phone case that's also a marble machine. You heard right, it literally lets you play with a set of marbles on the back of your phone, blending novelty and functionality in a way only real tinkerers can appreciate. It hints at how the boundaries between playful design and practical tech are blurring, not just for showpieces but for everyday accessories. This kind of creativity is what keeps the open source hardware world thriving and endlessly interesting, inspiring makers to push the limits of what gadgets can be. Over in the world of software, one of the more technical but incredibly important updates came from the recent Linux Storage Summit. Paranjay Mohan, a well-respected contributor, showcased new advances in the read-copy-update mechanism that underpins Linux kernel performance. At the core of his presentation was kmalloc_nolloc, an innovative function now available for kernel developers. This upgrade is set to make handling of memory allocation in multi-threaded workloads far more efficient, smoothing out bottlenecks. It's another reminder that the open-source community isn't only chasing new features, but is deeply committed to refining stability and speed at the heart of our operating systems. On another front, cybersecurity takes center stage, as government agencies increasingly lean on AI, not just for convenience, but for essential auditing and protection. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA for short, has begun integrating Anthropic's Mythos AI into its sweeping reviews of federal codebases. The underlying goal? Root out vulnerabilities well before they can be exploited, using new AI models far more sophisticated than their traditional scanning predecessors. It speaks volumes about the pace of progress, where AI isn't just a buzzword, but an integral weapon against cyber threats targeting government and infrastructure. But it isn't just big models making an impact. Small AI solutions are thriving, especially in places where resources are limited. Imagine running an AI model on a single microcontroller in a jungle, or in remote farmland with hardly any electricity. That's now reality in Brazil, where researchers have successfully used tiny AI models with Arduino boards to conduct real-time electrocardiograms. Elsewhere, teams in South America are using similarly efficient models to spot malaria-carrying mosquitoes, not just saving time, but potentially saving lives and crops. It's an exciting reminder that not every transformative technology needs a supercomputer or a data center. With smart design, affordable chips can do powerful things. On the topic of affordable tech, let's talk about major changes hitting the gaming world, led by Nintendo's move in response to new European rules. The original Switch, after almost a decade ruling as a fan favorite, will be retired from European shelves by February 2027 to make way for an updated Switch 2 and newly compliant controllers. The driving force is the EU's fresh regulation mandating all rechargeable batteries in devices must be user-replaceable. Nintendo's embrace of this rule, rather than resisting it, means future Switch consoles and controllers will allow easy battery swaps, no more specialized tools or warranty headaches required. It's a win both for players and for the environment, setting a new standard for sustainable tech that other gadget makers are likely to follow. Next, let's dig into a major platform bug that's been quietly causing headaches for users worldwide, the infamous Windows 11 storage bloat issue. For many, a little-known log file named Capability Access Manager, DBWall, grew massively, ballooning up to a staggering 500 gigabytes in some cases. This left laptops choking as storage vanished overnight, and users scrambled for fixes in forums and support threads. It's a stark illustration of how even mature, widely used operating systems can surprise and frustrate their most loyal supporters with unexpected technical slip-ups. Microsoft's engineers are now racing to find a solution, but the episode underscores something we all face. In tech, vigilance never truly ends. Shifting gears to academia, a sobering story. The ongoing decline in doctoral admissions at the world's top research universities. This year alone, enrollments have dropped by a concerning 15%, and most experts point to volatile federal research funding as the cause. The consequences aren't just academic. They threaten the pipeline for future breakthroughs, with fewer scholars entering advanced fields. If the trend holds, today's decline could become tomorrow's shortage of innovators, researchers, and scientists, driving vital global progress. Higher education institutions and funding bodies now face urgent questions about how best to sustain the engine of knowledge and discovery. Another hot topic comes out of Texas, where new legislation demands age checks before users can download any app, a move that's angering digital rights groups and parents alike. Proponents say these checks shield kids from inappropriate content, but critics counter with worries about lost access to creative and educational resources. The broader debate highlights a core challenge of our digital age: how to balance necessary protection and the open, empowering ethos of the internet. Regulatory decisions like this one could shape how the next generation experiences technology, with real long-term impacts on learning and youth agency. On the hardware front, some key players in the open-source laptop space are also making careful pivots in how they build their systems. Tuxedo Computers, long respected for their Linux-first laptops, are now migrating away from Ubuntu as their default system in favor of Debian. The decision comes down to delivering a more stable and user-focused experience, as users demand increasingly tailored software support that's free from the complexities and bloat of larger distributions. This is part of a trend. Open-source companies are listening to communities and responding with nimble adaptations, not least because user needs are getting more and more specific. Speaking of specificity brings us to the growth of practical localized AI models making waves outside the traditional tech industry hubs. Startups and nonprofits alike are rolling out models that can run on simple chips, allowing for real-time detection of fake medicines in rural clinics or on-the-fly crop analysis by drone. Legendary tinkerer Marcelo José Rovai, for example, has established a blueprint using an Arduino Uno with a Qualcomm chip to track mosquito breeding sites. The ingenuity of these projects isn't just in their code, but in marrying low-cost, low-power usage with immense local impact. It's the kind of progress that builds resilience, putting the latest AI benefits within reach of even the most resource-constrained communities. Meanwhile, developers and hardware hackers now have more toys to play with, thanks to some inspiring updates in programming environments. CircuitPython's latest release adds a long-requested module for audio input and output. It means embedding i2 South microphones in projects is easier than ever, unlocking creative possibilities for makers everywhere. Plus, the OpenSSH team just pushed out version 10.4, now featuring not only security improvements, but their first dip into post-quantum cryptography. This move to add an experimental composite signature scheme is vital as threats evolve, showing just how responsive the FOSS security community is to today's and tomorrow's challenges. It's all about future-proofing systems before weaknesses become a headline and a headache for millions. Taking a broader view, there's a noticeable shift underway in how people, especially younger generations, interact socially. Data collected across major cities shows that Americans, from teens to young adults, are spending 10 minutes less on average socializing each day compared to just a couple of years ago. In particular, the 15 to 24 age bracket has seen a pronounced fall, with many citing increased smartphone use as a key driver. The decline isn't just about less chatter amongst friends. It reflects reduced access to communal spaces and a noticeable shift toward online connectivity. This trend has urbanists, educators, and mental health experts asking tough questions about the future of social fabric in tech-driven societies. We're left to wonder how blended, hybrid lives might restore balance, and what new forms of community will emerge alongside our digital tools. So putting it all together, 2026 stands out as a year of extraordinary pace, but also of critical questions. On one side, we have a wave of exciting innovation: playful hardware, more efficient operating systems, AI doing good in unexpected places, and regulations pushing sustainability. On the other, unresolved challenges: security scares, declining academic participation, and the tension between protection and digital freedom. The key message is that tech and education aren't moving on separate tracks. They're intersecting constantly and shaping each other's future. If you want to make sense of the modern world, you'll need to keep one eye on inventive makers and the other on policymakers and the classrooms of tomorrow. Whether it's quirky phone cases, AI-powered health devices, or efforts to keep digital spaces fair and free, everyone has a stake in what's next. So that's a wrap for today's episode. Your snapshot of a world where software, hardware, and human ingenuity collide. Thanks for listening.